Why does every human civilization throughout history develop religious beliefs? From ancient cave paintings to modern cathedrals, our species demonstrates an unwavering tendency to perceive reality as divided between physical and spiritual realms. This universal pattern suggests something profound. Either we've all independently discovered the same cosmic truth, or something within our shared biology compels us to see the world this way. What if our spiritual experiences aren't evidence of divine reality, but rather the product of specialized neural circuitry that evolved to help us cope with mortality awareness? This question launched Matthew Alper on a quest worthy of an Arthurian knight seeking the Holy Grail. Abandoning conventional life, he journeyed through philosophy, theology, anthropology, and neuroscience in search of answers. After years wandering philosophical woods and studying ancient texts, he returned with what might be the most scientifically grounded explanation for why humans universally perceive a spiritual reality. The implications are staggering. If God exists primarily as a function of our brains, what does this mean for religion, meaning, and human purpose? Knowledge drives human survival, but we uniquely seek meaning beyond existence. Despite scientific advances, the question of God remains our ultimate challenge. A universal God appears across civilizations in similar forms, whether called Yahweh, Allah, Brahman, or the Great Spirit, representing the indestructible, eternal essence of spirit. The stakes are profound. If God exists, we possess immortality and cosmic significance. Without God, we are merely complex parts of a mechanistic universe, lacking absolute moral order or transcendent purpose. Between eternal purpose and cosmic meaninglessness, no middle ground exists. After studying the physical universe, Alper turned to philosophy, particularly Kant's revolutionary approach. While ancient Greeks looked outward to understand reality, Kant suggested examining perception itself. Kant proposed that we never truly know objects as they actually are, noumena, but only our perception of them, phenomena. He argued humans possess innate modes of perception that organize sensory information, including inherent frameworks for understanding space, time, and causality. This insight led Alper to realize that understanding God required examining the brain's inherent structures of perception. After years pursuing external evidence, he applied scientific methodology and arrived at one empirical fact. God appears as a concept in every known culture throughout human history. Characteristics universally shared across a species likely represent genetic inheritance. The consistent wing patterns of monarch butterflies must be encoded in genes, not coincidental. Every universal function requires specific physiological structures and underlying genetic components. This principle applies to behaviors too. Planarian flatworms invariably turn toward light sources even in isolation, suggesting innate programming. Honeybees construct identical hexagonal honeycombs regardless of upbringing. Three-spined sticklebacks perform the same zigzag courtship dance even when raised alone. Humans display universal behaviors indicating genetic programming. All cultures express emotions with identical facial expressions. Even blind people who've never observed others smile when amused. Every society shares complex patterns, kin groups, birth and death rituals, incest taboos, legal codes, toolmaking, music, mathematics, and religious worship. Our anxiety function confronts a unique challenge with death awareness. While foresight helps avoid dangers, it forces recognition that all protective efforts ultimately fail. Death's inevitability strips anxiety of its purpose, potentially undermining survival capacity and making life seem meaningless. How could our species survive this crippling mortality awareness? Nature needed to modify our cognitive processing without sacrificing intellectual advantages. Rather than eliminating self-awareness, our greatest strength despite existential drawbacks, selection pressure transformed our cerebral physiology. Every culture documents experiences where people feel touched by a higher power, sharing similar qualities: unity, cosmic consciousness, ego dissolution, bliss, and timelessness. Brain scans of meditating monks reveal decreased blood flow to the amygdala, reducing anxiety, parietal lobe, altering time-space perception, and frontal lobe, diminishing self-awareness. Temporal lobe epilepsy patients often experience religious fervor, with Dostoevsky describing touching God during seizures. Laboratory experiments using transcranial magnetic stimulation have reproduced similar spiritual experiences by targeting specific brain regions. This transcendental function evolved to counter the existential anxiety caused by our awareness of death. By temporarily suppressing ego function, it provides relief from anxiety. During these states, we experience a loss of self, removing the coherent I through which we normally experience pain, leaving us feeling boundless. Across cultures, psychedelic substances, or entheogens, God generated from within, have been used to evoke mystical experiences, from soma in Vedic Hinduism to peyote among Native Americans. The universal effect of these substances suggests humans possess a built-in mechanism designed to generate spiritual experiences. A cognitive function evolved over generations that added a spiritual component to human perception. Like linguistic and mathematical intelligence, spiritual intelligence developed as an adaptive response. Nature selected lineages predisposed to believe in a transcendent reality beyond our physical limitations and suffering. This adaptation compelled us to believe we're more than mortal beings in decaying bodies. The universality of spiritual behaviors across cultures suggests an inherent neurophysiological basis, similar to how honeybees instinctively build identical hives, rather than coincidental cultural choices. These universal behaviors likely stem from genetic predispositions. Language exists in all cultures and originates from specific brain structures. Similarly, music appears universally as a genetically inherited capacity. These cross-cultural patterns suggest our brains are hardwired to process information in specific ways, including perceiving spiritual reality. If spirituality is inherent to our species, how do we explain atheists? Though humans share species traits, individual characteristics distribute along a bell curve. Just as musical ability ranges from exceptional talent to tone deafness, spiritual capacity likely follows the same distribution. Some are exceptionally spiritually attuned, while others may be society's spiritually tone deaf. If Kant was right, our conceptions of reality are merely products of internally generated cognitions, the outward picture of an inward condition. What we interpret as real is subjective, relative to our species' perceptions. This suggests cross-cultural spiritual beliefs may be manifestations of information processing rather than absolute truths. Why continue living in a potentially godless universe? Perhaps without death, life would lack meaning. Our consciousness remains remarkable. We laugh, love, ponder existence, appreciate art. Even if we're just collections of atoms, we're nature's paramount form. These experiences remain genuinely ours, and each moment brings wondrous mystery. This neurological theory of spirituality challenges our fundamental assumptions about humanity. Viewing religious experience through evolutionary neuroscience offers a fresh perspective on our oldest beliefs. Understanding spirituality's biology doesn't invalidate it. Knowing love involves specific neurotransmitters doesn't diminish its profundity. Our spiritual circuitry may connect us to something beyond ourselves or help create meaning in an indifferent universe. Recognizing the biological basis of spirituality could bridge divides between belief systems by highlighting our shared human heritage. What truly matters isn't whether God exists outside our neural architecture, but how we use our uniquely human capacity for meaning-making. Perhaps our greatest achievement isn't discovering absolute truth, but creating significance amid uncertainty, finding purpose through fully embracing our biological nature.